Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Ooey on Goolalale. We're practicing. Can you say?
Oh, Woody, we're sitting here talking about this Clemson quarterback, who, by the way, might end up being the best of the whole group, as you saw him playing a couple of games last year. It was Boston College and Notre Dame.
I think
he started those two games and threw for about 900 yards. Anyway, he's expected to join us later today. And we're sitting here working on one of the hardest names of all time.
Doesn't flow out easily, but we will get it accomplished. The Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill.
That sounds pretty good. Hey, by
can
the
you
way,
guys
we
give
did
it
catch
another
up
shot
with
really quick.
The Capital,
no,
One.
No, not
Orange
that one.
Bowl.
The quarterback. Oh, can you give it? I want to hear each of you just give it one more shot, one more time. Yeah.
Uyan Gulale.
Is that his first name or his last name, or is that all
Joe,
of it?
That's his last name. Joe, DJ Uyan Gulale.
Joe, it's got to roll out easier than that. It just
I thought that was pretty – Mo, was that good?
Uyan Gulale.
Oh, it's good.
All right.
Uyan Gulale.
All right.
It's the lale part at the end.
We're try it one more time. One more time. You're getting closer.
No, will you stop?
Just one more time. By the way, Rose hasn't tried it either. Joe Z is trying his best, but –
Mac Brown.
We don't play him, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Mac Brown, thank God. Mac Brown, North Carolina head football coach. We caught up to him yesterday. Very entertaining, and by the way, what a job he's done in his first couple years at North Carolina. Here's what the coach had to say as he joined us yesterday. Coach, it's great to have you, and what a year. What a year for your football team. And I got to start because we are here in South Florida. I was shocked. I knew your offense was good. I didn't know it was that good. How do you explain what you guys were able to do to a Hurricane team that was feeling pretty good going into that game?
Well, that game was just an anomaly because who knows what happened that night. I thought it'd be a fight till the end, and we had some positive things happen early, and I thought they got a little discouraged. The fourth and two, I think, that Chaz Surratt stopped when we were up 14-0 or 14-3, and then we go back and score immediately. We just kind of took the wind out of it early, and it was such an important game for both of us because the Orange Bowl was on the line. And, I mean, obviously Miami would love to stay at home and play, and we hadn't been to the Orange Bowl since I've been alive. So it was important, and we got hot early, and they did not play as well after that as they could. And they have a great team. They had a great team last year. And Joe, the other thing is we're really good on offense last year. We ran up and down the field on everybody except the second half of Notre Dame, and I'm not sure what happened there, but they lined up and whipped us, and we kind of took a step back, and we didn't play as well at that time. I don't know why, but sometimes we're dealing with kids. We're not dealing with computers, and sometimes they get discouraged, and sometimes they get hyped, and it was just a night where everything went well.
Coach, I got to bring up something. If you don't mind, I got to take a step back. So I got used to watching you on TV there for a while, and I said, oh, he's going to – this can." You got the itch to go back and coach. And I think everybody was kind of like, well, you got to be motivated, the recruiting, players, babysitting, transfer portal, all the stuff. And yet, you got to feel pretty good about what you've been able to do in a couple of years you've been there. If you don't mind me saying that, I'm not talking to a young guy, but it's fantastic.
No, Joe, people are talking about when I first came back, he's too old, he'll be too tired, he'll be drooling, he'll fall asleep in the homes. And then some of our opponents said, he's a grandpa. And I said, you know, I really am. And I'm proud of it. I got six great grandkids, and I'm not going to be disappointed. I'm a grandpa. But what I've learned is if you've got passion and energy, experience is a great thing, because I know more now than I've ever known.
Right.
I've been through the ups and the downs. There's not much I haven't seen. And they talk about generation gap. There's not generation gaps. There's communication gaps. Because these kids still want to be good. They want to be disciplined. They want to play in the NFL. They want to win all the games. And then you take all the distractions. I think it's harder for them than it was us, because they got a lot more stuff they have to deal with. We added COVID this year. We added social justice like in the 60s. I mean, we haven't seen things that are as despicable as we've right. seen here in the last year and a half with social justice. And then you add transfer portal. We were talking about it earlier, Joe. All of a sudden, one of our coaches said, if I yell at him, he's going to quit. And I said, you know what? Then we've recruited the wrong guy.
Right.
You come here to get your degree to North Carolina. You come here to play, and we're going to coach you, and we're going to coach you hard. We're not going to let the transfer portal keep us from coaching you. And if you want to leave, I'll keep transfer portal papers in my pocket and say, here.
Right.
You don't like it, we'll help you. And the kids that have left weren't playing much. I said, if you think you should play and your parents do, I got it. And if the assistant coach and I don't think you can play and help us win, then you're not going to play. So let's get you somewhere else, and we'll help you do it. And we've right. placed every kid. And then you go to name, image, and likeness, and everybody's talking about the locker room and disruption and all this. I was against it because I was old school, and I thought, let's be amateurs. If we're going to be semi-pros if we do this. Now that we're doing it, my sweet wife sat down, and she said, and she was right, the normal student's always been able to have benefits. If you're a musician, you go make money playing your music. If you're an actor, if you're you've got skills, you can go use them. So why shouldn't the athlete be able to do the same thing? And she's really right. And now we're seeing the Sam Howells of the world are going to make their money.
Right.
But we've got a group license to try to get the rest of the players. Miami's done it. We're doing it. That backup right guard needs to make some money out of this thing. He's not going to be able to make his money. Right. And the other thing, Joe, we've told our players, it's about your ball, man. It's not about your brand, because unless you're balling, you ain't going to be branded.
Right.
They're not going to give you any money unless you're something special for their brand.
We do have to ask you about Sam Howell, but I wanted to ask you kind of an overview. Right now in college football, we've got the normal cast of characters, right? We know it's Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, Oklahoma. Everybody else chasing. 20 years ago, 15 years ago, it was Miami, Texas, USC, Florida. I kind of feel like with all the things that you mentioned, maybe in Miami, I don't know, maybe Texas, the next wave that came in, those players kind of felt like, well, hey, Miami won in 2001. I'm playing in 2003. I'm going to win because I got the jersey on. Maybe I'm wearing the Texas burnt orange or the USC burgundy. Is it that, or is this all, you know, cyclical?
Joe, I think it's a combination of both after being at Texas. I had a great 5 years to reflect on my life and my 30 years as a head coach. And we were so good at Texas at one point, we're sitting there and I'm thinking, we don't really need recruiting players this year. We're three deep. We can get some more, but they're going to have to sit and watch. And
us too.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you lose a quarterback, and then one transfers and one gets hurt, and then maybe you took a guy off video without going to watch him as much as you should have, and you would have 10 years ago, because I spent 16 years at Texas, and that's four presidential terms, so that's a long time. And then you get a little tired of the people. They get a little tired of you because they want, as my wife says, they want the new wife. They're tired of you. They like you. They want to hug you. Thanks for all you've done for us, but time to get somebody else. And then it just starts drifting a little bit on you. And I do think that the players don't spend as much time with the little things. Why do people not repeat championships? Because you don't do all the little things that you did to get to the championship because you think you don't have to do them the next year. And that's kind of where we are. We had a good year for us. So what are we going to do? We got to go back to work. We got to do little things right. We got to beat the Florida State. We talk about Miami, but what about Florida State? What about Virginia on the road? We didn't play very well in those two games. We lose to Notre Dame where we don't move the ball the second half. They're second in the country. We lose in the Orange Bowl when we were short players, but that's an excuse. We lost Colt McCoy in the 2010 national championship game to Alabama. Nobody cares.
Right.
I mean, they say, well, if you'd had him, well, we didn't. So, come on, man. It is what it is.
Coach, real quickly, too, Sam Howell. Always wonder what it's like coming back, and he's seen it, obviously. He's going to be the first or second overall pick, and, you know, the quarterback value of him. They're still looking for him in the NFL. What's that like having a guy that wants to get better? He knows he's got a good football team. You look like you got a lot of key guys back here. What's it like to have a guy that potentially is looking at $30 or $40 million right in the face?
Yeah, his name, image, and likeness won't be as important as his brand. Let's put it that way.
Right.
We can talk about $1 million now or 40 later. That's it. But I've had great quarterbacks and I've had bad ones. I'm a better coach with great quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You look at college football last year in the playoffs, the four best quarterbacks at that time were in the playoffs. You look at the NFL playoffs, the four best quarterbacks were in the NFL playoffs, and maybe the greatest ever won it. He won the Super Bowl. So it's about quarterbacks in the modern-day game. Well, you say you win with defense, you win with kicking game. Now, a win on defense is holding to a field goal. I mean, it's a different world. So you've got to score points, and you got to have a quarterback. And one of the reasons we've made so much progress over our first 2 years is Sam Howell.
Is he going to throw it down the left sideline again against us? I think he's got three touchdowns down the left sideline.
Joe can't let this go, Coach. He goes
from the right hash mark right down the left sideline.
Well, now, the North Carolina fans are all over me about the Florida State game, the Virginia game. And so, Joe, that's it. See, it's that part of the deal. They did say that Miami's got something in their locker room with North Carolina every day that they look at it. So I got it.
I got it.
I understand.
I don't know.
That's part of the deal. So I got it.
Coach, it's great spending time with you. We got to let you go, but it's been great. We really appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. And please, to the football fans in South Florida, even with COVID, the Orange Bowl was wonderful. Our trip to Miami was wonderful. Everybody treated us so well at a year where it just wasn't the same for anything. South Florida was great and stepped up to the table and made our kids feel safe and also gave us a wonderful experience in the Orange Bowl that our kids will never forget.
Thank you, Coach. Can't say any better than that. Mack Brown, head football coach at North Carolina. Really appreciate it.
Joe and Joe.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, from Mack Brown, right to yourself, Florida Chevy dealers. I can't think of anything wraps up, especially talking so nicely about the Orange Bowl like that. It was great stuff. But right now, I want to talk to you about some great SUVs for your South Florida Chevy dealer family, starting with the big boys, the big guys, the big, comfortable, beautiful traveling machines like those new Tahoes and Suburbans. Man, not only do they have a new look, a sporty look to them, but they have more space. Yes, the big SUVs just got bigger. Getting ready for that summer vacation, not traveling by airplane this year. Decided you want something nice and comfortable? You got to check out the SUVs at your South Florida Chevy dealer. You really do. And it's not just the Tahoes and Suburbans. It's those midsize SUVs. Like the new 2021 Traverse, spacious enough to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise any of the style. I couldn't believe Mo got up this morning. She goes, oh, my God, Joe, it's so funny. We just got a Traverse, and we love it. And it's the space for the growing family and all the friends they have. Mo's a real social person. Always got to have extra people in the back seat, and it's perfect for her. And then how about some of the smaller SUVs like the Equinox, even that Chevy Blazer? What a great looking still. Even though it's our smaller SUV, it's still got plenty of space for you and the family. So when it comes to SUVs, South Florida Chevy dealers, we think we've really figured out here in 2021 with the best overall products we've ever had. Silverado trucks, I never forget about you, big, strong, durable doggies. Oh, they're beautiful, man. Hey, convenient locations all over South Florida. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. We're live here in Charlotte for the football ACC media kickoff, which has been really fun. It's the only time we get a chance to see all the head coaches and their top players that are all here. By the way, Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour is presented by Duffy Sports Grill all over South Florida. I want to thank those folks for, because of them, we're able to come up here and be part of this with the Orange Bowl as their main bowl for this ACC and a big part of it again this year with the semifinal championship game.
What he said, am I eating again? What did he mean by that?
I didn't mean anything by it.
No, First of all, hang on one second.
Joe tells me he skipped dinner last night, which I don't believe.
He did skip
Joe
dinner.
Joe Rose says he skipped dinner. I've never known Joe to miss a meal. But he did say that you had a large steak for dinner.
We hang out so much.
All right.
I did. I admit, the Orange Bowl took us out to dinner last night. And I did have a big fat steak and mashed potatoes. Yeah, because that's, you know, right in my wheelhouse. And now they just rolled out, you know, a whole table of bacon. It's hard to get away from bacon.
I know in a time where everybody's getting healthy and fruit and, you know, eat healthier. But bacon, I'm with you, Joe. There's something about bacon. I put bacon on everything. It's just not fair for you. You know,
it's going to cut a couple years off, but bacon's good.
They put
a whole buffet down right at the edge of the stairs.
With plenty of bacon. Oh, man.
That's all, Danny.
Bacon is healthy, though. Right? There's no carbs in bacon, so it's good for you.
Okay, so I had some bacon and fruit.
I wouldn't say bacon is on top of the health list.
You say it's healthy. Good. I had some bacon and a few blueberries.
What kind of steak are we talking last night, Josie? What kind of steak?
8-ounce filet, medium.
Not bad. No, I was just curious because I assume he knew he wasn't paying going in, so I was just curious like what he ordered.
I was not paying.
No, so he wasn't paying.
Henry Crockett sat next to me, former Florida State, and he had like a T-bone steak or a ribeye. He had a ribeye the size of this table.
So what happens is this. So we're with the Orange Bowl guys up here who are just a great, great group. That the Orange Bowl, I'm a big fan. So they come up here and they go, hey, we're going to take you to dinner. And I know right away the thinking from all you guys is, oh, man, I'll have to look at the price on this one tonight. I'm not picking up the tab. And you went for a big steak.
Oh, no, I went for 8 ounces.
No, 8 ounces is okay. Like, but it does say a lot about a person when they know they're not paying and you kind of look and see what they're ordering.
Okay, so my steak was the cheapest steak on the menu.
You did look at prices, though, Joe. See, Joe knew he wasn't picking it up, but he still was looking at the price of the tab.
Yeah, but you could have gone a little higher end, though. You don't have to go with the cheapest one.
All right.
Well, but I like the 8 ounce.
I like 8 ounce too, man. I'm past the days of the huge, huge steaks. I do the 8 ounce myself. Anyway, hey, listen, we got a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning. I wanted to bring up, I just got a kick out of Jerry Jones yesterday, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, they just happened to be getting ready for Hard Knocks, which is, it's not, they need to have a marketing campaign for the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, they're the most valuable professional franchise in the world right now. And it's big, that stadium. If you haven't seen it, there's nothing like it. It's unbelievable. It really is. So Jerry Jones gets all emotional yesterday, and I don't know if we have this, but talking about, and somehow it got to what happened with the relationship with Jimmy Johnson and everything else and how he screwed it up. So here's Jerry Jones all of a sudden, who now apparently cares about Jimmy Johnson after all these years.
Barry came down from Norman, Oklahoma to talk about getting the job. And he comes in and he said, where's Jimmy? And I said, Jimmy's gone. He said, well, that's not right. Get him in here. I said, Barry, Jimmy's gone. We're sitting here talking about you being the coach. I said, what in the world are you so anxious to talk to Jimmy about? He said, I just wanted to get both you little on this couch and ask you both, how could you this up? That was Switzer.
Do you think you could answer Barry's question now?
I've never been able to know why I it up.
Yeah, all of a sudden Jerry Jones apparently got stupid with too much ego to figure out what happened in the Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones, where that thing came to an end. And by the way, Jerry Jones should have said, but I do want to thank Jimmy when he did leave for whatever the reason and whether it was my fault or his fault, because he left this thing in really good shape because I went to the Super Bowl the following year.
If you go,
Switzer's team was unbelievable.
If you go take Jimmy Johnson, the run with Jimmy Johnson that goes on the Switzer, right? That because JJ's responsible for Switzer. And then who came along after Switzer? Dave Campo? I don't remember who he hired after that. But if you take Jerry Jones from now and back him up to the end of Switzer, that thing has been a disaster.
Well, they would have.
Cowboys have not lived up. He is more known for building his stadium than he is selecting players.
Oh, no, I think.
They haven't been a contender at all.
Everything, the reason he got in the Hall of Fame is the marketing and what he's done for the league. I think Jerry's been great for that. But Jerry Jones, the GM, and Jerry Jones,
right.
The head
Jerry
coach.
Jerry Jones, the GM.
The president and everything else. Like, he's great at the marketing stuff and getting out in front of people. And I just think he's been out of his league, although it's his team. He can do whatever he wants, and he's been able to do that. But, yeah, it hasn't been as good. So, anyway, they've got Hard Knocks, and that was Jerry Jones talking a little bit about the Jimmy Johnson relationship. The other bigger story comes back here to college football. Yesterday, the report out of Houston and the Houston Chronicle, Oklahoma and Texas want to get out of the Big 12 and would like and are interested in joining the SEC. If for some reason that happened, we got to redo everything because the SEC now calls all the shots with a majority of the best teams. When you add Oklahoma and Texas on potentially what it can be, it's been an underachiever here in recent years. But, Joe, can you imagine talking about Oklahoma, Texas, Bama, LSU, Georgia, Florida, Texas A&M, Am I missing any of the other top teams in there I should be talking about? It would say you have to change all the Power Five has to change. Yep. Big 12, they're done.
College athletics on the way from separating from the NCAA, and the only hurdle right now for Oklahoma and Texas to me would appear to be getting the TV money. Their TV money, Oklahoma and Texas, their money is due to the Big 12. Big 12 controls their money until 2025. So they can wait until 2025 and go. Maybe the Big 12 would wash their hands of those two in the next, let them go in the next 2 years. But this to me,
nobody to replace them with, Joe.
Nobody
to replace them. There's no other Texas.
This is the next round then of conference realignment. If this is going to happen, the next round of conference realignment will be on the way. So would the Pac-12 pick off anybody? Is there anybody that's remaining? Oklahoma State, could they go west? Would the ACC take TCU and try to grab part of the Dallas market? And then you have the Big Ten. Is anybody left from the Big Ten that they would like? Perhaps Kansas because of basketball?
Big Ten's still in pretty good shape.
Big Ten's in great shape because of the Big Ten network.
Big Ten's happy where they are. They're in good financial shape. They've got great traditional teams up there. I think they're fine with Wisconsin, Michigan.
They say that this is going to come to a head
Ohio
soon.
State.
Oklahoma and Texas are going to tell the Big 12 their intention in the next week or so. And it looks like they're going to tell them that they're not going to renew any kind of TV rights agreement. And that would allow them to move forward.
The Big 12's got a big, big problem. And, this whole thing, listen, we are – college football's just got all kinds of stuff going on. There's a lot of changes getting ready to take place. We've seen it with the NIL and the playoff expansion. It looks like – I don't know. I have a gut feeling it's going to change in the next couple of years.
University of Texas, they have a – Board of Regents, board member named Kevin Etlife. He's a 62-year-old guy that is in real estate that wants to see Texas be Texas, you know, hook 'em horns. And he thinks they are better in the SEC, and he's been pushing this. And I think some of these people at Texas, their board of regents, probably think if they are in the SEC, that will allow them to recruit all their players in Texas, all the top players, and thwart Alabama's dynasty.
So the Texas thing to me is pretty clear.
Yeah.
A&M has become a real big threat to them.
Correct.
Because they're able to recruit with the SEC brand.
And if Texas goes, Oklahoma's going.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma's fine with the way it is because they're kicking everybody's ass in that conference.
Yeah, but there'd be nothing left. So they have to be married to Texas, even though the state – the state government, the Senate and all that, would want Oklahoma State and Oklahoma to be married. And they'll try to create some kind of legislation for that, but it's not going to hold up in court. So Oklahoma is going to go with Texas, and that's going to leave Oklahoma State by themselves.
Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, even though they've had competitive games from time to time, Oklahoma recruiting different guys still. Still recruiting at that top tier, especially with quarterbacks.
How about Oklahoma went into St. Thomas? They had the defensive end from St. Thomas, outside linebacker.
Really good player.
He's one of the best pass rushers in the Big 12.
They did somehow get into St. Thomas Aquinas. Matter of fact, when I get back next week, we're going to have some of those coaches on here. We talk so much about them. I want to find out, and I've been waiting on this, how some of these top high schools, American Heritage Plantation, loaded with big-time players, and St. Thomas Aquinas with 4- and 5-star players. I'm going to get those coaches on next week. I just want to find out what their thinking is on relationships, UM. I just think that stuff's really interesting because nobody wants to come out and say it, but for the most part, those big schools and their best players, none of them, are going to UM right now. They're going Alabama. They're going everywhere.
Well,
Clemson.
Joe,
Clemson's right. Come down.
One other thing in the SEC, they need 11 members to vote yes. Right now, it appears they only have one that would vote no on the expansion, and the one that would vote no,
Texas
A&M.
Yeah.
In regard to the guys leaving South Florida, it's an epidemic not only in South Florida, but in other recruiting hotbeds. If you could look at California.
Oh, USC, okay, UCLA got, yeah.
Bryce Young, quarterback for Alabama, number one player in the country, went to Alabama. He's from California. JT Daniels, quarterback at Georgia, he's from California. DJ from Clemson is from California. So it's an epidemic.
Listen, those days of when I was in school and USC used to run the whole state on which top guys they wanted from Northern California down to San Diego, they're over. They got a problem too, and they got a lot more players to choose from in the state of California for sure. We got to go to break here. Run a little bit late. Got a lot of stuff coming up. 9 o'clock hour, including Mike Norvell, Florida State head coach, going to join us as he tries to get this thing turned around in year two from what was a disaster last year. And we'll talk to him. Mackenzie Milton, the Florida State quarterback, will also join us here before we sign off this morning. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment. But first, changing from football over to baseball. You know who's in town tonight, Joe? Padres. Tatis Jr.
Ah,
as good a show as there
Machado.
Is in baseball. Manny Machado coming back home.
Yeah.
Of course, played his high school baseball in Miami. So, they've got a bunch of really good players and a really good baseball team. It's so weird. They're in third place with the team's got a chance to win it all because San Fran – in L.A., the Dodgers are really good, but that National League West is loaded. So the Padres going to be in town for a four-game series this weekend. Great time to get out. And Beer Fest is a big one. I love the Beer Fest. Go out there, try all those different beers. Go out there. Make sure you Uber to the game, though, but get and enjoy it. Walk around the ballpark as the Marlins, who played a lot better at home than they have on the road, will get a chance. And, by the way, if you can't do it this weekend, next weekend the Yankees are in town. That's a show that everybody's all out. It's the Yankees. You got to go, right? Talking about tradition and what the Yankees have done through the years. So got a lot of stuff and got very affordable tickets with the Marlins. Always have really fun things going on. Great stuff for the kids as well. And I always say this, if you can't sit for nine innings, you got ants in your pants, walk around and enjoy that beautiful ballpark. It is beautiful. So we got a lot of really cool stuff going on for you right now with the Marlins. And they want to say, hey, come on out, check it out. Visit Marlins.com/tickets for more information to get out to the ballpark and join in, including going out to Beer Fest, which is really fun for people that like all these new beers and stuff. Going to be a great time. The Padres.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He's in town for four starting tonight.
AM 560 The Joe, WQAM presents the Verizon Artist Lounge with Miami football star and entrepreneur DJ Williams, hosted by Joe Rose. Catch up with DJ Williams as he talks about his football career and the business he started post-career. Enter to win your way in online at WQAM.com for this exclusive virtual event on Tuesday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. The Verizon Artist Lounge featuring DJ Williams. Details online at WQAM.com for this virtual event. Joe?
Oh, but they owe me a lot of money. All right, man, thank you. All right, sounds good. Just sitting here talking shop behind the scenes here. While my mic, I hope, wasn't on in case I cursed or anything. But anyway.
You were on at the last
about
second.
North Carolina State football.
What'd you say? Capital One Orange Bowl media tour. Anything good you want to clue us in on?
No, Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Wanted to get that in because that is really important. We were just sitting here talking about recruiting, and it's so funny up here. We talk about the teams, talk about coaches, talk about recruiting, and the ongoing topic about trying to figure out and get the best guys because we've got some guys coming up. Dave Doran at North Carolina State has got a ton of South Florida guys on his football team, and nobody ever talks about it. I mean, North Carolina State, you don't go, oh, yeah, North Carolina State's got a guy from Chaminade, got a guy from St. Thomas, Piper, Western High School.
The kid from Western, you and I saw him play. He was on the same team with James Williams. We saw him play against University School. Crowder was the coordinator for University School.
Channing.
And the kid was committed to the University of Miami, but then I think Miami went in another direction. I think this is where it always gets complicated. Because, right, if you come off a guy, then he says he decommitted.
Right.
And then you end up playing the result. You know, if the guy goes on, has a really good career at school, oh, why'd you let him go?
So that's really why hard. The Barry Jacksons of the world, before they write that stuff every week in the Herald, need to know for sure, Joe, because that is a great point. Miami cools on guys for whatever reason, get somebody better. And listen, it's a cold business, and it pisses high school coaches off. They get mad. They're going, you're all over a guy. He really wants to play for you. Now you don't like him. Now whether he's overweight or it wasn't as productive, now you don't want him. And so they're mad, and then the guy goes, I don't want to play there anyway, so I'm decommitting before you say you don't want me. It's kind of like the girl's getting ready to dump you. And you go, no, I'm divorcing you before. And I've been through this. So you go, no, I want out. She go, no, I'm out too. I want out too. I don't want to be with you. Meanwhile, I can't eat macaroni and cheese. Your heart's broken and stuff. So yeah, this stuff goes on.
We went to that game, and the high school administration, they were all over us because they were very excited that the one kid was going to go to the University of Miami. Miami was also on James Williams at the time. Williams was not going to Miami. He was going to Georgia. The corner was going to Miami, right? But the corner, eventually, there's a divorce there. He ends up at North Carolina State. He's played okay. He's battled some injuries. But Miami ends up with James Williams.
So nothing, not Barry. Barry, who does these updates, and Barry does a nice job. I'm not taking shots at Barry, but sometimes he writes stuff in the paper, and he says, another player decommits from Miami, and I'm sitting there knowing for a fact what you're talking about, and like I get what the kid you saw on social media that he decommitted, and that's not the case, but the school can't come out and say, no, that's not true that he decommitted. We decommitted on him. But you can't do that because you look bad. So the school can't win.
They can't ever say anything when they walk away or find somebody that's better. That's how cruel it is.
Anyway, that's what we were talking about. We've been trying to talk about.
Although I think I've decoded some of the Alabama stuff. When a lot of the kids say, oh, I'm being recruited by Alabama, what I'm going to do from now on when I hear a guy says it's Alabama and Miami, I'm going right to the metrics. And that kid is not in the metrics of Alabama. He's not being recruited by him.
Yeah. Well, listen, Nick said it he's a different place right now, what he's been able to do, and this is what comes with national championships. And not just national championships, but you got guys in South Florida. I don't know what the count is between cornerbacks and wide receivers, but he's had a lot of guys play 3 years and were high first-round picks. There's been a wide receiver, three of them, that have played 3 years and were high first-round picks, and there was just a corner at American Heritage Plantation, whose father's the head coach, that just had the same thing happen. So it's good for business. I mean, it can't be anything better for business, Joe.
It's also pretty easy. How about the marching orders from Nick Saban to his assistant? Okay, who do we have on our board who's the number one cornerback in the country? Where is he? Oh, he's in California. Okay, you know, go get him. And don't come back without him. Well, the guy goes out there and recruits him in California. Oh, here we got seven national championships. Want to join us? Sure. Who's got the best wide receiver in the country? Oh, that guy's in Miami. Okay, go get him. Send, you know, another assistant. Go get him. With Nick, it is always who has the best.
Right.
Right down to, I know, for a fact, he asked one time, who has the best and most expensive pregame meal? Find out. And the answer was Notre Dame. Find out how much they spend and double it.
Yeah. Well, their new dining facility, which, of course, ESPN had on TV and showed everybody, is just magnificent. Speaking of Nick Saban, and I don't want to take shots at the guy. I don't, because it's been all positive what he's been able to do, and he's getting the best of the best, and that's why they're 18-point favorites right now, even though Miami's got a lot more experience going into this game in a couple of weeks. But I got to tell you, man, I don't know how it pops up. I just wish he would leave it alone, and I'll leave it alone. He has been a great college football coach, but every time he mentions Drew Brees and every time he mentions Miami, and now he's ripping the doctors down here for him not having success and leaving, blaming the doctors because he couldn't get a quarterback. And I just want to say this to all the Nick Saban lovers and whatever. He had more power than anybody. He called every shot. He did not have to report to anybody except call Wayne Huizing about every 2 weeks.
Who said yes to everything.
Who gave him whatever he wanted, including a bubble overnight, because he said the Heat was wiping his guys out. He has an excuse for everything. I just wish Nick would leave what went wrong in his 2 years. You quit at Miami. You lied. You quit, and you weren't very good. And it's you know, he said, well, I was 9-7, and if I would have had Drew Brees and the doctors would have told me about the right guy, I would have had this guy. And then he goes through Drew Brees' career that he's had with the Saints, which is one of the great Hall of Fame careers of all time. But for him, and it's so weird for guys having so much success at Alabama, why do you keep bringing up anything that went wrong? You were a failure in the NFL. It's fine. You're great at AAA, but in the big leagues, you didn't make it. You're a great AAA player. Well, your championships, because that's what college football is. You get one first round, one second round, one third through seven rounds. That's what you get. And then the trades and all the stuff that allow you to have more, like the Miami Dolphins have done the last couple of years. But he needs to leave this alone. And every time he brings it up, he needs to be blasted and tell the truth and stop blaming friggin' doctors for not being successful in 2 years. First of all, you didn't get halfway through your contract and you quit. And you lie going out the door. It's fine. It's over. But you need to let it go so everybody else can let it go and not put lies out there about what went wrong and you still would have been here. No, you weren't. You checked out as soon as you got there.
I got one for you. What if Urban Meyer has success?
Mo runs out. I get going on. And
Mo's running away.
Mo felt dirty just now going, oh, my God, we might have him in one of our games, and you're sitting there ripping Nick Saban.
Probably going to get
And the Orange Bowl is going, what's – Nick, listen, Nick, we can all stroke Nick all day as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, but he needs to come clean on his 2 years. If he's going to bring him up, I'm going to bring him up.
What if Urban Meyer wins at Jacksonville? Will that get under his skin? A college guy going to the NFL and
yeah,
winning?
Yeah, it will bother.
That's not going to happen.
Are you
going to
root for Jacksonville?
Woody, man.
What, are you kidding?
Woody,
yeah, Tim Tebow's going to have a huge season. He's going to win the Super Bowl, Joe.
I just love, and I get
He's not
that,
the quarterback, Danny.
By the way, I get that to both you guys, while we're talking about this. I get that every guy's having great success and goes, man, I'm having great success. I'm enjoying this. But I'm always wondering about Sundays. Like, can I win it all? Am I good enough? Because, you know, we all have ego. All right, I'm good enough, but can I do it in the NFL? I'm doing it in college football. Got it rolling. Great recruiting. Great people around me. But I got this president and the AD getting on me. I want to go to the NFL and try it. And then it doesn't work out. And you run back to Alabama and left on – It was ugly the way it ended. But he doesn't let it go. And I don't understand why a guy so successful doesn't just let those 2 years go. Somebody asks you, just go, whatever. You know, it's
he
done.
He riled up.
Didn't work out. Huh?
He said break, and I said, you're really riled up.
I'm done. I'm done because we got a lot more coming up in the show that's a hell of a lot more.
Why don't you go feed
topic.
Him some of that bacon off that table? That usually calms him down.
It's like a wild Bronco this morning.
Oh, man. Mike Norvell, Florida State head coach, is going to join us. Kenzie Milton's going to join us. We got a lot more stuff to get to, so we'll be back in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.